Hello, this is Percy from Opinion Research, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
All right, and what state are you registered to vote in?
What?
And what state are you registered to vote in?
Michigan.
Michigan, all right. And what year were you born in?
1950,
all right. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain?
I'm not gonna vote this year.
All right. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country as of right now?
I would say inflation, abortions, and gun laws.
Inflation, abortion, and gun laws. All right. Thank you for that answer. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I did not vote again because I don't like either one of them.
All right, didn't vote. So thinking again back to this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'm not going to vote.
Not going to vote. All right. Well, if you kind of had to, who do you think you would have leaned towards voting? For, like, would you lean towards independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Not going to vote for them guys.
All right. No worries. So some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for like, kind of elections, while others are still considering their options. So regardless of who you plan to vote for, could you please tell me how likely you are to vote for each of the candidates that I'm going to mention to you using a scale from 0 to 100, where 0 means that you would, like, there's no chance you would vote for them, and then 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. So the first one is Joe Biden.
I don't know. The thing that you said just now, you know what? I got a hearing problem, okay? I got my ears stuck in this iPhone. I can't really understand what you're saying. You're doing just fine. I just can't hear or understand it. I'm sorry.
All right, no worries. Well, then have a good rest of your day then. Thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.